So, Miss Laura, I receive an email and I see 3 steps to a slimmer summer and how I can get into a swimsuit, and I laugh out loud because it's doubtful that I personally will get into a swimsuit and feel great about it. But you have some ideas.
Oh, yes, Kate. The average American gains 1 to 3 pounds every year. Over time, this can start to add up. So when you talk about donning the dreaded swimsuit, that can cause a little panic. I'm here to help your audience get ready and set for a slimmer summer in just 3 easy steps. Basically, kickstarting your day with breakfast, doubling up on vitamin D, and stopping portion distortion.
Portion distortion. That sounds like a dread something. You want to take them one by one?
Sure. Portion distortion basically just means practice portion control. There's a thing called the MyPlate. It's replaced the food guide pyramid that we used to see. And the MyPlate guideline basically shows you what types of foods you should include in your plate and the size. An easy way to think about that is to look at visuals. So if you're, you know, eating a serving of meat, you don't want it to be bigger than a deck of cards. Same goes for lunch.
Interesting.
Yeah. Same goes for cheese. You want to stick to 4 cubes of cheese, or you can think about that as like four stack of dice. So.
I was going for the cheese being a deck of cards as well.
No, you want to make sure that the different types of foods, you need to know that there's different sizes. And so when you look at adding vegetables or fruits to your plate, you can go bigger with that. You want to keep your plate green. Color is a good thing.
Okay, so what would we compare the green to? Is that like 2 decks of cards?
Yeah. Absolutely. If you look at the My Plate, it's a little over a fourth of your plate. So look at it that way. If you're looking at adding, you know, oil or fat when you're cooking, that should only be the size of a thumb tip. And if you're using milk or yogurt, that would be the size of a baseball or 8 ounces.
Wow. Very interesting. Is there an online site to look at this visually?
Yes. Eatright.org will have the MyPlate guidelines on there, and those are come from the American Dietetic Association.
Okay. That's fascinating. I haven't ever thought of that, but I mean, a thumb tip of oil is minimal.
Mm-hmm. I know. It is. You have to be careful with that, for sure.
That's like one salad dressing half of.
Right, or I like to try to use the calf of the salad dressing and kind of pour it in there to measure it out and then pour it over my salad, because it's easy to overdress if you're not careful.
Amen to that. Okay, next point.
Next point is you want to kickstart your day with breakfast. Studies show that people who eat breakfast regularly tend to weigh less, exercise more, and take in fewer calories during the day. As a registered dietitian, I try to encourage people to include 3 of the 5 major food groups in their breakfast. So you want to try to add things that you might not be getting enough of, like whole grains, such as toast or cereal, fruits like oranges or strawberries, and vegetables like spinach, and then milk, cheese, and yogurt as well.
So we don't have to look at the deck of cards or the dice for breakfast. We can just kind of have breakfast.
No, you still want to practice portion control there. You've got to do that with every meal. But the main thing is to get something in to kind of kickstart your day. You want to basically fuel the furnace so you can have energy to burn calories throughout the day. One thing I like to make is a delicious yogurt parfait. You can layer Greek yogurt, which actually Greek yogurt has twice as much protein as regular yogurt. So that's something to try if you haven't ever had it before. And then I usually layer a little low-fat granola on there. You have to be careful and look at the labels, because some are higher in fat. But look for ones that are lower in fat and lower in sugar. And then add in some of your fruit, some berries or whatever's in season at the time.
That sounds good, actually.
It's very good. It's very good in filling. And so there you cover 3 of your food
cover
groups.
Cover all bases.
Yes, absolutely. Get a little protein and carbs in, and get you some energy to start your day. And talking about yogurt, just one cup of milk or any type of dairy serving has 3 to 4 of the vitamins and minerals labeled as nutrients of concern by the dietary guidelines. And those are basically things that we're not getting enough of, which are calcium, potassium, and vitamin D.
Move on.
So the third step would be to double up on vitamin D. A recent study showed that when you add vitamin D to a low-fat diet, it can actually help increase weight loss.
Vitamin D is best found in what foods?
Things like salmon. You can actually find it in eggs, fortified cereal, and milk as well. Another good source of vitamin D, aside from your diet, is just sunshine. Just simply by playing outside, you know, going for a run, walking your dog, throwing the frisbee, you can actually absorb vitamin D through the sunlight. So you can combine the benefits of exercise and vitamin D by doing some activity outside.
Is there a way to calculate the amount of vitamin D you're getting per the amount of time you spend outside?
What you need to know is that just some casual sun exposure, 5 to 15 minutes, you know, most days of the week, will really get you what you need. In scientific terms, 600 IUs of vitamin D is what a person needs. So another way you can get that is by having 3 glasses of milk. That provides about 75% of the vitamin D you need each day. So you combine that with a little bit of sun exposure, maybe have a picnic outside or go for a walk after work, and then you'll be set.
It sounds doable.
Yeah, absolutely. These are things that you can easily incorporate into your day. Just making sure you get a little breakfast. There are things that you can carry with you, you know, yogurt in your car. I actually drove over from Nashville, so I have some almonds with me to give me a little protein. Just something to kind of keep your body going. And then, yeah, it's just exercising outside. It's pretty doable. And then, of course, practicing that portion control.
Portion control,
the
enemy. But really what you're advocating is, I think my husband's cousin Donald told me once about eating is just chemistry, and that seems to kind of take all the joy away from eating, but it really is basically a science to just understand what your body needs and deliver to your body what it needs and not much more.
Absolutely. Calories in, calories out. But you do want to enjoy eating. Eating should be a pleasure, so you don't want to, you know, make it so chemical and scientific. But if you eat the right things in the right portion, try to get in your fruits, vegetables, dairy, and whole grains, it should be still a pleasurable experience.
Good deal. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would encourage your audience to visit our website at southeastdairy.org. We have plenty of delicious recipes and nutrition tips for a slimmer summer.
Excellent. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.